Hi, all. This is Otaku Lucifer, and this is Blurred Culture. On today's Blurred Culture, we're going to be talking about Star Trek Strange New Worlds. Let's go. Star Trek Strange New World is the 12th series within the Star Trek franchise. So after literally a dozen or two movies and literally a dozen series, we finally get Captain Chris Pike. This is the captain who originally headed the Enterprise in the first original series back in the 60s for one episode. I have always wanted to see a series dedicated to Captain Chris Pike. This is the first series that focuses literally on Chris Pike as a captain of the Enterprise before James Tiberius Kirk. So Strange New World stars Anson Mount as Captain Christopher Pike, Rebecca Romijn as number one. For some strange reason, she doesn't have a name yet. They only call her number one. And Ethan Peck as Spock. This series takes up after events that occur in Star Trek Discovery. Also coming back as Captain Pike is Anson Mount, who also appeared initially in Discovery, taking over after Lorca was found to be from another universe and betrayed the crew. In the first episode of Star Trek Strange New Worlds, Anson Mount is concerned over some events that occurred in Discovery where his death was revealed to him, and he was basically taken to a place where he met some Klingon monks. They revealed his destiny to him, which was basically to end up in the contraption that we saw from back in the 60s episode, The Menagerie, where Spock went rogue to save his captain, and it turned out that captain was living on this planet. I think it was called Talos 4 or 5 or something like that, and Pike was an invalid, and that's what they show. But they never explain exactly why he became this way. And it was kind of like they were trying to hide it, and these aliens were helping him hide the fact with these real life hallucinations. Yeah, so they were basically living like this fantasy life, and he was in this device that was keeping him alive. What happened in Discovery is Pike gets the news that his destiny is he's gonna end up basically in this like body wheelchair, and he doesn't like it, you know. But they basically tell him all these kids are gonna die if you don't do it, and he accepts it. And he says, well, that's going to be my destiny. So in the first episode, he doesn't want to go back to the Enterprise because he doesn't want to face his destiny, quote unquote. Throughout that entire episode and the second episode, basically number one, played by Rebecca Romijn, she's basically telling him, your destiny isn't set. Maybe you can change it. Maybe there's different things that you can do. The thing I liked about the second episode more than the first episode is that the writing was really well done. And it was the story about them having to save a planet from imminent destruction, from what they thought to be a rogue comet that was gonna hit the planet and destroy all life on the planet. The thing I liked the most about this story, or this particular episode, was the fact that it focused on Uhura. If you know anything about Lieutenant Uhura, she was played by the immaculate and the beautiful Nichelle Nichols. And Nichelle Nichols, for a lot of us, was our first crush. At least for me, she was. I always wanted to see some type of backstory when it came to the character of Lieutenant Uhura. And we finally get to see that here with Uhura as a cadet, played by Celia Rose Gooden. We get to see Uhura in a whole new light. We find out that she's just not a linguist that knows a few languages. She's a linguist. She's like a super genius who knows 34 different languages, 22 of them coming from Kenya. It's an amazing look at the character of Uhura. We get to see her relationship with Spock kind of build, who is not the number one yet because the number one is played by Rebecca Romijn. They go to stop this rogue comet, find out that the rogue comet is actually sentient and is being protected by these beings called the Shepherds. And the Shepherds are supposed to keep this living comet to, you know, basically let it do what it do. You know, it's like this living comet, if it wants to destroy the planet, it's supposed to destroy the planet. If it's not supposed to destroy the planet, it's not going to destroy the planet. But whatever it's supposed to do, The shepherds are there to make sure that it does what it's supposed to do. And anyone who interferes, in this case, the Starship Enterprise, is going to be destroyed. And that's what happens. But the focal point of having it focus on the ability of Cadet Uhura to basically save the entire crew with her linguistic skills, her ability to basically know language and learn language quickly, reminded me of, I believe it was the first or second episode of Enterprise, where we had Captain Archer and we had Hoshi, who was the linguist, and she had to basically learn Klingon within a matter of minutes. And I think this episode was reminiscent of that episode from Enterprise. It was awesome because, you know, Uhura was thrown into this situation where she wasn't sure of her ability and her ability to communicate. It was reminiscent of Close Encounters of the Third Kind. That's what it kind of felt like. It, because it had the music element to it, used as language, and Uhura was able to like figure it out and basically save the crew, but at the same time help this sentient comet fulfill its mission to spread life by making sure it didn't destroy the planet in the first place by being able to communicate with Uhura. It was awesome. It was this beautiful piece of science fiction. And I'm really excited to see what's gonna happen with Strange New Worlds because I didn't expect it to be that good. No bashing of any Star Trek series. Strange New World is starting off pretty good. I like the crew and I like the interaction between everybody right now. You know, there's some things I don't like because it seems like they're trying to stay true to the original Star Trek Enterprise set, but they're trying to like give it a revamp, a current look. I personally got used to the darker tones of Discovery and Picard as well when it came to the ships and the way the ships look, as opposed to what happened in the 80s and 90s with a lot of shows with Next Generation and Deep Space Nine and Voyager and even Enterprise, where the ship's bridge were really bright. With these last two series, especially with Discovery, I got used to the ship's bridge having a darker tone and feel. The bridge was very dark. When Lorca and Pike and Burnham eventually all were captains of the Discovery, the Discovery's bridge is fairly dark. So seeing this where they have this lighter toned bridge for Enterprise, even though I know they're trying to do like a throwback to the original set, it kind of throws me off a little bit, only because I got so used to those other bridges. Just the visual of it kind of throws me off. The other sets, the clothing, the uniforms that they wore matched the bridge. It was dark blue suits or dark colored outfits on dark colored bridges. Now it's bright colored uniforms on a brighter colored bridge. I don't know. Maybe it's just a me thing. If you see it too, please let me know in the comments. But it kind of throws me off. That's the only thing that I really don't like about Strange New World, and the fact that they're trying to bring back the original Star Trek uniforms. I liked the fact that they upgraded the uniforms in Discovery, and I'm talking about the yellow captain's uniform and red and blue, you know, and they just kind of revamped the style of it to make it more modern and more just cooler. And it's, for some strange reason, I feel like they're trying to like do throwbacks and kind of, I don't know. That's the only thing. That's like my only little gripe. So far, the writing seems to be solid. I don't like Captain Pike's hit it, but neither do I like, you know, Captain Burnham's Let's Fly. To me, there's nothing better than Engage. There's never gonna be anything better than Picard and Engage. Nothing. But that's just me, you know. I'm a big Picard fan. Even though I don't think Next Generation is the best series of the series, I think Picard is the best captain next to Sisko and Janeway. And again, those three always kind of like revolve into first place, first, second, and third place with me, depending on which episode of what series I'm watching. When Picard is Locutus of the Borg and he breaks free of Borg control, I'm like, okay, like that's other level. Avery Brooks playing Captain Sisko and him being the emissary, that's just other level. And then with Janeway, Kate Mulgrew playing Janeway and Year in Hell 1 and 2, it's just different things that make them number ones in my book. You know, sometimes they all kind of like balance out as the number one captains. You know what, maybe I should do a video to top, like rank the captains. I should definitely do that. Do like a poll. Like, what do you guys think? Let me know in the comments if I should do that. Just kind of rank all the captains and you guys let me know what you think. And when I say rank, I'm gonna rank all the captains. So that means Prodigy and Lower Decks. So yeah, get ready for that one. That's gonna be awesome. But anyway, that's it for my rant. If you like this content, please like and follow. Until next time, please stay safe, stay peaceful, and stay blessed.